Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA, that's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome
the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment broadcast. I am your host, Yolanda Hooper, and we have an extraordinary program planned for you today. I'm here with Pastor Christian,
Pastor Clarence,
and Bishop Dr. Abiola Idowu of CREPA Worldwide.
Praise the Lord. God is good and His mercies endureth forever. Amen.
Yes. CREPA Worldwide has 11 locations, including locations in Nigeria, Canada, and the United States. We have two locations here in this area, which include Orange Park and Jacksonville. The Orange Park location is located at 1670 Wells Road in Orange Park. And the Jacksonville location is located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville 32211. This will be an hour like none other. It is not designed to preach to you or at you. It is designed to inform and empower you with the truth. This program isn't for certain class of people, religion, or knowledge level. It's for everyone wanting to go to a higher level in your life. The purpose of our program today is to transform from religion to the truth. God has given us dominion over all things. We should walk in true dominion during our everyday lives. We should experience victorious Christian living. To do this, we must first learn the truth about who we really are. I know we say we already know, but many of us do not. As a matter of fact, we have no idea. It's time to learn the truth about who you really are. If you want to change your story, you must experience a moment of change, which is a pivotal moment in your life when you gain knowledge that awakens you to who you really are.
Praise the Lord. What a joy to be with you tonight on the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, the program that is designed to change you and give you your inheritance. Tonight, I am too sure something eternal, something that will be that will change and bring you to a place of envy will happen to you today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the truth that sets free, not religion. And it is the revelation of the truth that brings you to a place of glory and honor. And as we go into the word tonight, I'd like you to set yourself and receive from the Lord. But before we go into the word, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the praise. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the power of the spoken word of God. Receive all our praise in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking, Lord, you will send forth your word like never before. Lord, the anointing will be upon every spoken word tonight in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, I'm asking that you will take charge of my focal call, my thinking capacity. Lord, that I will declare your word as an oracle of the living God. That will be healing, deliverance. That will be liberation in the life of your precious people. And after everything today, you will receive all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I want to welcome you again to the Hour of Fulfillment. From any platform you are watching from, the Lord bless and increase you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, to be informed is to escape deformation. If you are not informed, you will be deformed. Now, many times people are just religious and they are not informed in the truth. Now, victory is God's agenda for every child of God. Remember, we've been dealing with this subject. I mean, the force of victory, the force of victory. Now, victory is God's agenda for every child of God. It is unheard. It is strange. to see a child of the living God, the creator of the owner of the heavens and the earth, and his children suffering and failing. Now, I don't know how to explain that. That this is a child of God and is frustrated. Right. Whose child are you?
Right.
Now, many times people don't look into it in that way. Everybody is going through. Your case is different because your dad is different.
Right.
Now, if God is your father, there must be something in your life that creates an awareness anywhere you get to. Your father is the light. You can't be the only darkness. Mm. Your father is the most wise, the only wise God. You can't be the only foolish child. It's not just possible that there is something that is inside of you that must create an envy for the world. In fact, your life is supposed to cause an uproar around town. That people are saying, now I want to follow you to your dad, because what is happening in your life is not just common. When your life is common, something is wrong somewhere.
That's right.
We saw in the scripture, in First John chapter 5, verse 4 to 5. Let the word of God explain itself. The word says, it said, for whatsoever is born of God. Now that just take me to something else.
Mm.
Whatsoever. That means even your property overcomes. Because the Bible didn't say whosoever, whatsoever, including your possessions. So even your car overcomes.
Amen.
Your house overcomes.
Amen.
So even when there is a storm, it escapes you. Why? Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And he went higher and he said, who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, if you are a believer, then you are an overcomer.
Right.
The Bible says,
right.
It looks so simple that I don't know why people missed it.
Mm.
You don't belong to a religion. You don't belong to a church movement. You belong to a kingdom.
Amen.
God is your father.
That's
Jesus can't have this to say when he was speaking to the unregenerated Jews. And he told them, he said, in John Gospel chapter 1 and verse number 12, he said, he came to his own rejected him. He said, but as many that received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That is Jesus Christ speaking here. Now, being a child of God gave you immunity here on the earth against every onslaught of the enemy. God, Dad, is almighty. Oh, my, you need to get that. Dad is almighty. He's not just a religious person sitting down in heaven and watching you until you fail, and then we come and give you some stroke. Why do you fail? No, he's there to let you know that if you are born of God, I put something inside of you to make you an overcomer. Until there is a disconnect, there is no reason for failure.
That's right.
Mm.
Now, and you are not disconnected because you belong to God that loves you so dearly.
Mm.
Now, look at it. In Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8, I just love this. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8 said, for thus saith the Lord of hosts. Now, that is Almighty God giving a signature to his name.
Mm. Yes.
The Lord of hosts, after the glory hath he sent me unto the nations, which spoiled you. For he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eyes. So that means that you can't even be touched with coronavirus. What are you talking about? He that toucheth you toucheth the apple of my eye. That means if you touch this once, you will face the consequences. Now, people don't see that. The Bible says they go from strength to strength. Everyone that appear before the Lord in Zion, Psalm 84 verse 7, you inclusive. So that means that is not any moment of going down in your life according to the word of God.
Right.
They go from strength to strength. So yesterday's testimony is in the past.
Yeah.
Another one is waiting. Every day is supposed to be a day of glory, a day of joy, a day of improvement. They go from strength to strength. Somebody told you, well, life is not like that. That's why they are experiencing it.
That's right.
I'm not saying that there wouldn't be any challenges, but I'm telling you, every challenge of life becomes a stepping stone to go to the next level. Now, your new status in Christ is the reason for your new placement. Your new status in Christ is the reason for your new placement. Because if all your imperfection have been taken care of because of the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, there is no reason for you to fail and be frustrated. Mm. Now, you need to be weak. You need to be, slow. You need to be, unworthy to fail. All these things, the blood took care of it.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, let me shock you with this. Now, I'm showing you, according to the scripture, how God sees you. I'm not talking about how they saw you, how your family sees you. I'm not talking about how they see you in the community. I'm not talking about how you see yourself. I'm talking about how God sees the man, the woman that he created, not the one people reformed, refurbished. You know, there are so many people that people have refurbished them, and they are thinking and dancing to the tune of their new refurbished status, not the one God created. Now, in Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, my God, this is heavy. He said, "And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." Ye are complete. Now, when you lose something and you say, this one is complete, that means he has no flaw. When you look at something and you say, this is complete, that means it's functional.
That's right.
Now, you can look at a car that is already, losing the carburetor, or maybe there is no tire, and you say, this car is a complete tire, a car. Now, I've never seen somebody that just say, I want to buy a new car. They say, but I'm going to start with buy my tire. I will buy tire, keep somewhere, then I'll buy the engine, keep somewhere, and I will buy the two headlight, put it somewhere. Now, everybody will begin to know that something is wrong with the person. Sure. Now, when you buy a car, it's a complete car. It has to be everything inside to test somebody you have a car. Now, the same thing God is saying, he said, as far as I'm concerned, you complete. That means your physical life, your spiritual life, your economic life, your marital life is a bundle. God gave everything to you because Jesus Christ is the head of all principality and power. That is the force that want to pull you down. That is the force that want to frustrate you. And all those forces, they have a master. Now, why is this possible? Why is it? I know myself. I know how weak people look at me. I know how weak I feel about myself. Now, I'm going to show you from the scripture why God sees you different. Watch this. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 14, Hebrews 10:14, the Bible says, "For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified." The word sanctified means to be set apart, to be uncommon, to be different. Now the Bible says God used one offering, which is the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, to separate you and give you a new class. You are in a new class. Unfortunately, people can be in slavery that when they are out, they still think slavery. That is why a lot of people in Christ still think sickness, they still think oppression, they still think poverty. Because as far as God is concerned, you are legally the master of every situation on the earth. You are legally enthroned. Oh my God, you need Amen. To get this. Now, he said in Revelation chapter number 5 and verse 9. Revelation chapter 5 verse 9 and 10. Now, this is awesome. The Bible says, "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." So I'm uniquely brought out, "and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." Now, people are waiting to reign when they get to heaven. It will be useless because everybody will be king then. But reigning now over cancer, over diabetes, Amen. Over blood pressure, right. over poverty, over yeah. coronavirus, yeah. over yeah. everything here, that is when our dominion looks real. Yeah. It's quite unfortunate that a lot of people are so heavenly conscious that they are utterly useless. Yeah. They don't take what belongs to them because they don't know. The moment you are born again, that is a glue. I saw that. Oh my God, I just feel like jumping here. Now what they say, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16 and 17. Let's see this one. Because If the Bible says all things are possible to you because you are a believer, why are you thinking you are going down the drain? Have people just wake up in the morning and just, I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't need to know what tomorrow holds. Tomorrow is in me. Because the one that holds tomorrow lives in me. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Let me go into this. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 16 and 17. The Bible says, what? Know ye not that he which is joined to an allot is one body? For two saith he shall be one flesh. Okay? But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Now, I took time to look into that. And the Bible used the word joined. The word joined is the same word that was used for when God brought Eve out of Adam. And he just brought this lady back to Adam and he said, this is your wife. The Bible says, and then the two shall become one. Now, that is the same word. Now, the Bible says, he that is joined with the Lord. The word joined there means glue. Mm. Cleave. Mm. Glue. Hey. Somebody needs to help me.
Yes, sir.
Now, we are talking about God said, yes, God said, I glue you with the Lord. You, now, listen, anybody can glue you and separate you. Mm-hmm. Whatsoever the Lord doeth shall be forever. So if God said, I am glued with Jesus, man, wherever Jesus Christ goes, that's where you see me.
That's it.
Jesus Christ cannot be found in that hospital. You can't find me there because I'm glued. You can't separate me. You can't afflict me without afflicting the one that is glued to me. And it's impossible to afflict Jesus. Now, you see, until you begin to think in line of the scripture, oppression is inevitable.
That's right.
That is the truth. Why are people not seeing these things? Why is it that many believers, despite the fact that they are glued to the Lord? Now, I have seen you yourself, you have done something before that you glue something, and the moment you glue it, they are together, and it will take you to just try to separate them because you are the one that blew the glue. This time around, it is God that blew the glue.
That's right.
He glue you to Jesus, and it is permanent.
That's
and wherever you see Jesus, you will see me.
Right.
Wherever Jesus Christ thrive, you will see me. Now, listen, he is in heaven, physically right now, at the right hand of God Almighty. Guess where I am? That's the place. Now, it's not difficult for me to know the secret of heaven anymore. I am not scratching my head. What are they saying in heaven?
No, sir.
What should I do? It can happen to me because my other part is up there.
Amen.
I am glued to him. If you are thinking of the physical, you won't get the picture of what I'm talking about. Because physically, you can't see it. You can only see it because the word of God says it. Now, the reason a lot of people are not seeing the manifestation of this, and it looks as if it's a fairy tale to a lot of people, is because, number one, don't carry the burden that is not meant for you. Don't carry the burden that is not meant for you. Because number one enemy of our victory and our triumph in life is anxiety and worries.
Right.
Anxiety and worries. That is number... You see, with worry and anxiety, you cannot see God. In fact, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, he said it so clear. He said, casting all your... It's needing say some. Oh God, yeah, I think I can handle the area of my finances. You can take care of it. I think I can handle the area of my health. You can handle the rest, God. No, I think I can handle the area of my marriage. He said, casting all. Now he knows how weak you can become under pressure.
That's right.
And he said, come on, you don't need to carry anyone.
Mm-hmm.
He said, casting all your what? All your burdens on him. For he careth for you. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. So all these things that is troubling the mind of people, they are in the sense realm. And God wants you to step up. Because situation will present itself to you so real that you are looking for a way to handle them on your own. The pressure will look so much that it will look as if God is too slow. And when you think God is too slow, it's an indication that you are slow.
That's right.
Now you need to come into a place whereby you know that God cannot mishandle your
That's
life.
Right. That's right.
When you think he's slow, it's because he's planning something strategically in your life. Amen. Don't be deceived. There is nothing that comes to you in life that God is not aware. And there is nothing that comes to you in life that God do not have enough power to bail you out. Amen. So why the worry? He said it himself. He said, I am the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? Yes. Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 27. Right. I'm the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? So if life is hard, it's in your hand. Mm. It's not in his hand. Because he already told you, nothing is too hard. So it's my wisdom. It's your wisdom to look at situation that is present and transfer it to the person that says, I can handle it. Right. He knows you cannot. You are the one that is trying to handle it.
That's right.
And any time you want to handle it, you are under pressure.
Mm.
You are stressed out because you are carrying the weight that you can carry. It's like somebody just put a big bag on your head above your weight. It will crush you. And that is what a lot of people are trying to carry every day. And God is saying, but why? You don't trust me no more. God knew all things and he knew the solution to it. Let me show you how Jesus kind of bailed the people out during his days. When he was here, the same thing was here too.
That's right.
People were trying to carry stuff that heaven didn't give to them. Right. Now, don't ever think that the people that lived during the time of Jesus, in Jesus' day, they were angels. No, they are humans. If there is Walmart, then they will go to Walmart. If they are a credit card, they will get one. We had so many times that Jesus can have to feed the poor. So there are people that have financial issues. We have people that are seen as getting to an extent. People don't want to talk to them no more. Now, have you ever heard that people were leprous in those days?
Yes.
Now, have you ever heard that people were so sick that all their money in their account, they spend it on sickness and
that's
disease?
Right, that's
we
right.
heard about the woman with the issue of blood.
Yes,
he has spent all the money on
that's
doctors.
Right.
And so it's something that is happening. Now, it's not new.
Right.
But wisdom says, how does Jesus handle it? Now, if he can handle it then, he can handle it now.
That's right, that's right.
Now, watch this. In Matthew, Gospel chapter 6, verse 27 through 32. Now, watch this. He said, which of you, by taking thought. Now, that's where worry comes in.
That's right.
The moment you begin to say, now, you're already transferring the thing from his hand to your hand, and from your hand to your head.
That's right.
And pressure is coming little by little. He said, can add one cubit onto his stature. Now, I don't care how many, shoes you have that have a very high heel, maybe 10 feet. Now, when you remove the shoe, you return to your size. And that's why God is saying here, you can add to your stature. That's what he says. Now, and he went ahead and he said, and why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lily of the field. How they grow, they toy not. Neither do they spin.
That's right.
Even Bible says, oh God, help me, Jesus. Bible says, even plants don't toy.
Right.
I have a plan for them not to toy.
That's right. That's right.
Toiling means painful living. You are pushing things and it's not moving. That's toiling. You expend all your energy with no result. And God said, even plant that anybody can get and put it in their pot and cook it. I don't plan toiling for them.
Amen.
Now, Jesus Christ, now I was just thinking about that, how Jesus Christ was just preaching that day when a lot of people came to him and he was just sitting down beside the base of the mountain and people were looking at him. Some of them were so depressed and he was telling them, this ought not to be. There is a plan. And they said, what is that plan? And he saw the birds flying everywhere. And he just said, guys, just listen. Now, look at verse 29. He said, verse 28, sorry. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Even Solomon. Verse 30. He said in verse 30, wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into oven, into your, you bake it. Now, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Now, watch this. Next verse. Verse 31 says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? or what shall we drink? Or we wherewith shall we be clothed? Verse 32. Now he said, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. Unbelievers are concerned with those. What we eat, how we are clothed, how destiny is going to work. He said, leave them to one to unbeliever. He said, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. That's the end of worry.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus Christ said, he saw one probably say, Jesus, you don't understand what is going on. I need to pay my bill tomorrow and I don't have the money. He said, your heavenly Father knows you are in need of all these things.
Right. Right.
Don't worry about how tomorrow is going to fix himself. Listen to instruction. Now listen. If you are too big to be instructed, you will be too small to rise. The answer to the question of life is the instruction from the Word of God. If God is no more instructing you, you are out of his plan. His plan is to give you a befitting future by the word that he's speaking to you. He will structure your destiny if you allow him. If you allow him.
That's right.
That trouble starts the moment you are taking the place of God through worry and anxiety. Oh God, I do. Now, and it's so easy to get what, in fact, some people think is wrong not to worry.
That's right.
Now, some people even ask you to submit your worry so that they can help you worry.
Yes.
It's a very wrong ministry
that's right.
You have to ask God to deliver you from it.
I'm
telling you, the ministry of worry and anxiety.
That's right.
Some people is so much in their life, and whatever you are worried about is something that you say, God, you can't handle it. See what he told the children of Israel in Exodus chapter 14, verse 14. I am talking about death at the door. Death at the door. This is the Red Sea. And the host of the Egyptians are behind them. Behind them. And let me tell you, Pharaoh is not coming to joke. He's ready to take life. And verse 14 says, and the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. You will relax. So that means God is committed to fighting your cause. If you will submit yourself to his leading. Until you learn how to be quiet and relax, God will not react. I need to say that one. Until you learn how to be quiet and relax, God will not react. I don't care, you can cry and jump and shout. If you don't relax, he can't react. Now, he believe that if you will trust him for what he says,
that's right,
he will step in.
That's right.
The Bible says, he that believeth shall never make haste. Anytime something is pushing you, tell yourself, relax. Your daddy is on the throne.
Amen.
And he's able to fix everything. Let me read the scripture to you. It's going to bless somebody. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15 to 16. Isaiah 30, 15 to 16. He said, for thus saith the Lord, Lord God of Israel, the only one of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness, do you hear that? And in confidence shall your strength be, and ye will not. But ye said, no, you don't want to be quiet. You don't want to relax. For we will flee upon horses. Therefore shall ye flee. And when ye will ride upon the swift, therefore they that pursue you be swift. Now that means, now get that scripture very well. He said, in quietness, that's where your strength will come. When you relax, that's when I react. But you said, no, we are going to fly on the horses. He said, the people you are flying, they will overtake you.
That's right.
They are swift too. But if you rest on me, I will fight your cause, and I will give you the peace and the rest that nobody on earth can give
you.
That's many times, God wants to change our story by a word of instruction, by a word of direction. When worry and anxiety steps in, it's very difficult to hear his voice. It's very, very difficult. Because your attention will be upon your situation.
That's right.
And not upon what God is saying.
That's right.
Every time God speaks to us, our heart is very important. Now, when your heart is far, because your heart is looking for what you can't touch. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that. Yes. Your heart is already troubled about so many things. Mm-hmm. You can't hear him.
No, sir.
Now, look at the time when Mary and Martha was speaking with Jesus.
That's right.
Now, Martha was too busy cooking.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The instruction was coming from Jesus.
That's right.
But this lady, now, listen, it's so easy to do the right thing at the wrong time.
Bishop. Wow.
People, in most especially in church, people are so used to activity that they are not getting anything.
That's right. That's right. That's
now,
right.
Jesus guy came to your house. Now, you are cooking for him. He's the one that fed 5,000. You didn't even ask him, Jesus, do you want to eat? He went to the kitchen.
That's right.
And there was a particular person there that sat down. Jesus, what do you have me do?
That's right.
And the Bible says, he said, Mary has chosen the right path and nobody can take it away from him. I am telling you today, there is no reason for you to fail.
That's right.
Daddy loves you so much. Mm. If you will submit it. I know so many times, what is going on in your head is bigger than what anybody can see. Mm. But try to submit it. Yes. You cannot be a disappointment to me, oh Lord. Mm. Yeah. I give you thanks because I know my life is in your hand.
That's right.
I am depending upon you because I know you will perfect everything that concerns me. Mm. I heard David pray the prayer. Mm. It can never depart from my mind. Mm. In Psalm 27, verse number 13, he said, I had fainted, I would have been discouraged unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I would have fainted. Things that are coming to me, I would have even run away. But I believe to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Now, this is your own opportunity. If God has done it for one, it's an indication that he can do it for all. You are not a mistake. No, you are not disadvantaged. No, you are a covenant child of God. As you are hearing me tonight, I want to pray for you. I want to believe God for your life. I want you to release your faith. Something is going to change forever in your life. The place you used to be, God is changing your location. God is moving you to the place he's designed. Just release your mind to him. That's why it's very difficult to move to another level of life when you are not hearing what God is saying. If what you are hearing is what everybody is saying or what your mind is thinking, there is no way you can make a change. And therefore, as I pray with you right now, I'm believing the Holy Spirit to do and perfect the word. The word of God is gone forth and the Holy Spirit is working mightily upon your heart right now, giving you that desire of your heart. Father, I thank you for these precious people. They are listening right now in any area of the whole universe. They are watching this broadcast. I am asking, oh God, that you will send them help. Daddy, I am asking, oh God, that you will strengthen them, you will grace them to drop the burden in their heart into the hand of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking, oh God, that you will open their eyes of understanding to see that you love them and you care so much. I'm asking, oh God, that after tonight, the burden will be lifted in the mighty name of Jesus. And I release the healing power. I release the breakthrough anointing over the life of these ones. Whatsoever is holding you bound, I break the grip. I destroy the plan of the wicked one over your life in the name of Jesus. Whatever tie you down, I command right now, be loosed in the mighty name of Jesus. Move to the next level of your glory. Move to the next level of your honor. In the name of Jesus, every area you have been reproached, every area you have been disdained, I decree right now, honor will come. Double honor, double lifting, double breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree into your life, doors of opportunities are open to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you because I know it's already done. To you be glory and praise forever. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Now, you have heard the word of God. Maybe you have never said yes to Jesus. You have never given your life to him. He didn't hate you. He loves you so much. He wants you to come. There is a place waiting for you at the throne room. Your space has been waiting for so long. Why don't you just say, Jesus, come into my heart. And you just get your position right now. If you want that, why don't you just say this word of prayer with me? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because you love me. You died for me and on the third day, you rose from the dead. I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I'm born again. I'm saved. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Wow. A change of story has happened. I can't wait to see people in the house tomorrow service so that the glory that God promised will rest upon their life and they move to 2021 in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Sister Yolanda, I'm so excited. Wow.
Glory to God.
What
an amazing word, Bishop. Oh, how powerful. Casting all of your cares upon him. Why carry the spirit of worry? And that does not activate God. It's your faith in him. Trust in the Lord God and cast all of your cares upon him. That is what God reacts to. Okay, if you want a breakthrough in your life, stop carrying around those burdens. God does not respond to that. If you want to tap into the power of what God has for your life, you tap into the faith that is within you, and God will certainly respond to that. This has been an opportunity for you to receive a moment of change in your life, a moment where you have that pivotal opportunity in your life to wake up and receive the power that has been spoken into your life and change your story and your life forever. Pastor Chris.
Amen. Wow, Bishop. That was so powerful. That message was powerful. Bishop, you talked about so many things tonight, Bishop. There were so many nuggets thrown out there. If you didn't sit down and write them down, you talked about the one at the top of the program, you talked about being informed. And then you brought everything to our level where we were being informed by these different nuggets that you were saying. You were saying things that like, you know, we go from strength to strength. You said that we, you know, that we are one spirit, that we are complete. You know, these are the things that you were saying that for the listening audience out there, if they were caught hold of that, they would just definitely being informed and their lives are being changed tonight. So my question would be for those that are listening tonight to be informed. You say it so much. I got it. I don't know if they got it, but, you know, elaborate just a little bit for the people out there tonight about being informed and being transformed at the same time.
That is an amazing question, and we want to hear the answer to that question. But right now, we're going to go to a praise break, and we'll be right back after this.
This song is for everybody that feel you've been skipped over. God's getting ready to call your name. JP, help me say it. Name on it.
Resurrection Power Assembly, also known as CREPA, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway in Jacksonville, 32211. Well, we just listened to a powerful word from Bishop Abiola Idowu, and we want you to know that if you like to join us for services, services take place on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. We've experienced a powerful word on today, and we've had Pastor Clarence. We just put out the question, how do we really experience being transformed and informed through the Word of God?
Now, I want you to, first of all, have an understanding that the Word of God is not written because of God. The Word of God is written because of you.
Amen.
God is not confused. God is not trying to look at what did I say last time. Now, he documented the Word because of you. So, if you want to be informed, you have to stay in the Word. You have to keep on hearing the same thing. Now, it's so easy to hear the Word once and you think you got it. It's so easy. I've seen people come to church. They are so excited. Yeah, the word. And before they get to the parking lot, they forgot. Now, in fact, I mean, Paul the Apostle said it this way. He said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Now, let this word be in your heart. Let this word be in your ears. Let this word be in your eyes. Now, I love the way Proverbs chapter 4 in verse 20 to 22 put it. He said this. Let me just get this scripture. In Proverbs chapter number 4, verse 20 to 22, he said, my son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear unto my saying. He said, let them not depart from thy eyes. Do you see all those things? In your ears, in your eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Now, he now said, for they are life unto those that find them and earth unto all their flesh. So that means if I am not putting the word in my eyes, I'm not putting it in my ears, I'm not putting it in my mouth, speaking it. Now, I may even forget what the word says. Mm-hmm. Now, it's like, I mean, you love, potato, what do you call that one?
Potato salad.
Yeah, potato salad. You love potato salad so much, and oh my God, I just love it. Now, potato salad, thinking about it, cannot fill your stomach.
That's right.
Until you put potato salad in your mouth. Now, you have to, many times people just say, yeah, I know the word. Do you say it? Now, when you say it, it's already in your mouth. That is what is going to digest into your system. You meditate the word. You listen to the word. And you cannot be hearing the word of God once a week. And you think you'll be transformed. No. You see, physically, when you go to school, it's not the first day they taught you about chemistry, that you know everything about chemical world. Now, you kept on going. That's why you don't fail the exam. Otherwise, you have failed.
Yes.
Now, if you know that is what it takes in the physical, what do you think is going to take in the spiritual? Yeah. You have to keep on hearing it, meditating it. Before you know it brings a transformation from the inside. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Bishop. That was powerful.
You know, I am blessed with just being here. Being filled with such richness in the word that you have brought to us today is refreshing.
Amen.
You know, you always say this. You said, what you don't know is your problem.
Yeah. Big word.
And what you don't know can kill you.
It can kill you. It's your master.
And you also said this sometimes. You said, you don't know wrong until it is defined. Until somebody points it out to you. And this is what brings me to my question now. You know, you mentioned worry. Mm. Most people don't know how worry comes as a spirit on their lives.
Mm.
And worry is a spirit that people carry in the workplace, even in the ministry. People worry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You will be with Christ and you are still worried.
Yes.
Because if we know Jesus said, worry not, here is my question. What can help believers to be able to identify when you are stepping in that worry mindset?
Mm.
The steps to take out of that mindset to bring you back to Jesus. Because Jesus is saying to you, cast all your burdens unto me.
Yeah.
He said, come to me if you are weary. I will give you a place to rest. So how do we get from moving from being in a worry mindset to have God to take on this burden?
Okay. Thank you, Pastor. Number one thing, all our listeners, listen to this, and I want you to listen to me very well. Worry, anxiety is a proof of pride. Mm. It's a proof of pride. Because you are always seeing yourself at the center of every situation. The moment you see yourself at the center of any situation, worry comes up immediately. The moment you take yourself off and you put Jesus, it disappears. I have never seen something that is so scared like worry and anxiety. The moment you put God in that place, it disappears. Now, the Bible says here in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. Now, if you read it from verse 6, it said, Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Humble yourself. You know that? Now, and he said in verse 7, he said, casting. So how do I humble myself? By casting it.
That's right.
Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now listen to what he said again. Verse number 8. He said, be sober, be vigilant, because of adversity, the devil as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he might devour. Mm. The moment worry comes in, you license them. This guy is locking somewhere, waiting for the time you will put yourself in the center of your health, in the center of your finances, and you don't recognize Jesus as the author and the finisher of your faith. The moment you begin to see yourself, how do I pay this bill? How do I get this done? How do I? You're already in the I mode. Me mode. But I caused it. That's worry. I know you caused it. Jesus Christ said, cast it.
Yes, sir.
So what's your problem?
That's right.
Yeah, he knows you caused it. He said, cast it.
Amen.
So when you see that one, step out. Repent immediately. Father, I'm so sorry. Forgive me. I repent now and I throw it back to you. Begin to give him thanks and get the scripture that back what you're talking about. That's it.
What a rich and powerful time we are having. You don't want to miss one moment of this life-changing broadcast. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back after this.
Christ Resurrection Power Assembly invites you to their worship service tomorrow. There are two worship services, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Christ Resurrection Power Assembly is located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need a ride, call area code 904-646-8210. There's also a midweek Bible study, 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. But don't miss tomorrow's worship services, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. You're invited to the CREPA Well Check event on the CREPA Church premises, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, 1 week from today, Saturday, December 19th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Come out for free COVID testing, free flu shots, and free gifts, plus music with Pastor Christian of the Fulfillment Team. Get your free COVID test 1 week from today at CREPA's Well Check event, 7171 Arlington Expressway, from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Welcome back. What a powerful time we're having today during the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu, presented by CREPA Worldwide. Now, we are going to have a word from Pastor Christian.
Hi, Sister Yolanda. You know, in the kingdom of God, you receive by giving.
Yeah. Yes.
And it is so relevant for us to understand this because God is a king. And whatever he does, he himself is more than able to do it.
Yes.
But when you plant a seed in whatever he is involved, he returns it to you multiple fold.
Yeah.
And that is this is the moment that we want someone listening, because we run into people all the time that say, that program blesses me. How can I be a blessing to this program? And this is the opportunity that you have. You are listening. You want to be a blessing to yourself through this program. You can do it by your giving. And there are so many ways that you can do it. One of the most efficient, quick, and secure ways is text the word give and be blessed. One word to 73256. The word give and be blessed. One word to 732. It is secure. It is safe. You can go through there and plant any amount of seed. You can also send in Cash App. And all you have to use is the dollar sign and the word CREPA, C-R-E-P-A. You can also visit our website, www.crepa.org, and you'll be able to scroll down to the radio program and be able to plant a seed. Remember, in this kingdom, you receive by giving. God does not need your money. But if you want to be blessed by him, be a blessing to yourself through this program. Plant a seed. Yes. And finally, we actually want, this is the best way we want you to plant your seed. If you're in Jacksonville, come to Crepa. Yes. Visit us, 7171 Arlington Expressway. There's two services tomorrow. We have the 8 o'clock service and we have the 10 o'clock service. Bring it with you. You can ask for Pastor Clarence or Pastor Christian or Sister Yolanda, and we know you will be blessed. Amen. But we look forward to see you.
We would love for you to support this radio broadcast ministry. We also have some upcoming events. On December the 19th, there will be a community well check event at Crepa, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. That's on a Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Agape Family Health will be offering free COVID testing, free flu shots. So come get your negative COVID test December 19th. Everything is free. We also have some extra goodies that we will be providing. Also on December 23rd, you do not want to miss.
That's right. That's right.
Woo!
Yes, yes.
Wow. A Welcome the King Christmas celebration, and we'll be featuring a Christmas cantina. Luke Shampert will be putting together a special music celebration, which will feature song, music, drama, along with a life-changing word from Bishop Abiola Idowu. And if you are a part of the message today, you already know in 5 minutes he gives you so much. You have like 5-10 sheets of paper front and back. You don't want to miss this opportunity to welcome the King at Crepa on December 23rd, and that's Wednesday at 7 p.m. And there is going to be a very special surprise celebration. I said surprise, but I'm going to tell it. We will have a special white Christmas on that day.
Wow. Yes. Wow.
Yes, we're going to experience live snow on that day. It's going to be such an impactful celebration where we do what we can to honor and celebrate the King and his birth at our Welcome the King Christmas celebration and Christmas cantata. We have, I believe, we have a special testimony that we're going to hear.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Let's go. Let's listen to that testimony.
My birthday is bittersweet. I last spoke to my dear aunt on my birthday in 2015. That was the last time. By 12/12 of that year, she had transitioned. But there is no sadness. Her house was built. That mansion was ready. And I was there. I love you. We talk about the mortuary and the sanctuary and where we are today. You can think about it. You can imagine how sad you could be. I had a home going yesterday, somebody I love very much. Her house was built as well. But my aunt's bed became her cooling board. And I was right there in it with her. And I got a little stuck. I don't tell people about my birthday. You know, every day for me is a day of Thanksgiving. So I got stuck. And then I realized yesterday that that was her cooling board and not mine. And a couple of months ago, my back started hurting me. You guys have seen it. And what it does is it spasms violently. So I just have to catch it and keep moving. You'll see me up there. I'm not dancing a lot right now, but that's why. So I was sitting last Sunday, and it was coming to the end of the service, and it was time to close out. By the time I got up there in my position, you explained to me what that pop was, because my back spasms, it doesn't pop.
Oh, that's an awesome testimony. Can you just see that one? She had the word of God, she took step, and the miracle happened. Now, it's a process. That the same way it can happen to anybody. Now, when you hear the word, believe the word, and take step. And I believe so strongly that God has something for you, because God don't just bless somebody and leave the others. If God has done it for one, he can do it for everybody. And I am encouraging you, tomorrow, don't miss it, because we are in the season of wonders. God wants to make his church, his children, as an envy of the old world, and you inclusive. Come tomorrow. We have two services, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Don't miss it. We are on our Three Wonder Sundays, launching us to 2021, the year that God has ordained for your lifting. Please don't miss it. And we have a catalog of stuff that God has lined up for us to lead us into the year that we announce our destiny. And I know Pastor Kier, a Christian, is ready to tell us something about that. What do we expect for the next move to 2021?
So Psalms 11 verse 3 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what will a righteous man do?
Come on now.
You know, this year is almost rolling, but we're looking to lay the foundation for 2021.
Exactly.
Because it's going to be a new thing.
Yeah.
In fact, that is the theme of the Giga 2020.
Now, Giga is exactly what happened to the children of Israel when the Lord rolled away their reproaches. And the mark of Egypt was no more on them. Now, it doesn't matter what happened in your family, what happened in 2020. God is rolling them away, this Giga. Now, it is new things. God wants to start afresh. Listen to this. When God starts with you, the world will stand in attention. That is what this program is all about. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. He said, when you hear it, your ear will tingle.
You have
never seen that before.
That's right. God is
laying a new foundation for you for 2021. If the foundation be destroyed, just as the scripture you quoted, what will the righteous man do?
That's right.
I have never seen somebody that will be traveling for 365 days and he never prepare for nothing. Now, I have seen people jump into a year and they begin to look for where to put their feet. Now, you have to start now.
That's right.
Don't wait until 31st when everybody is looking for a church to worship.
That's right.
Now, do something now.
That's
and
right.
Straighten the future.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Glory now that you hear, the program starts on the 29th. The 29th from 7 p.m. on the 29th. And then the 30th, we have another 7 p.m. program that's starting, that's continuing. And so you're going to have the 29th, 30th, and we run into the 31st, New Year's Eve.
That's it.
And there's going to be that program that starts at 10 p.m. till the following day.
Yeah.
So please, you want to mark your calendars for Giga 2020.
Tomorrow is a Wonder Sunday.
Yes.
Share with us.
Now, is it? Well, I saw in the word of the living God that the Bible says, I and the children that the Lord has given unto me, we are for signs and for wonders.
Right.
Now, there is no way you will be a sign and a wonder without knowing what to do to be a sign. Now, we've been taught religiously that we are just Christians. Now, the Bible told us that we are signs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before being a Christian lead you to become a sign and a wonder to your world, you need impartation. Now, what God is doing in these days, most especially as we started the Wonder Sunday, is to equip you with what you need so that you can be a wonder to your world. Now, I have this burden, and please forgive me if I'm too hard sometimes, but the point is, I felt so strongly that the Holy Ghost is saying to me, now, the issue of people just going around, just waiting for somebody to prophesy on them before they move forward, looking for somebody to pray for them before they take steps, is gone.
That's right.
Give people the tool. They can do it as if they know they have a place in the kingdom. Now, that is the burden on my heart. I want everybody to know that you can shine no matter who is standing against you. You have everything in the inside. What I am teaching you is to stir up what God has put inside of you so that the whole world may pay attention. Now, watch this. Tomorrow's service is the second Wonder Sunday.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, but we will meet you here same time next Saturday at 7 p.m. on Praise 107.9 or on our Facebook page, Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, or 10 a.m. on tomorrow. This has been an Hour of Destiny Fulfillment broadcast with Christ Resurrection Power Assembly and Bishop Dr. Abiola Idowu. I'm your host, Yolanda Hooper. Thank you, Pastor Christian and Pastor Clarence. And until next time, remember,
Jesus is alive.
If you need prayer, you can still call 904-646-8210. And one of the Crepper prayer counselors will be happy to pray with you over the phone.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu. from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m., also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.